Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
Move them on. It's time for The Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Morning, Hank.
Good morning, young man.
What's up, brother?
You're looking for your bell, aren't you?
Yeah, what, did you hide it?
No, I would never hide your bell.
Hold on a second here. Oh, there it is. Too much stuff to keep track of in here.
That's like an anti-Hank bell, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Raw, ha.
Yeah, there we go.
See,
thank
that
you.
Thing
it
works.
It does work.
Should have had that about a year ago. How was your evening last night, young man?
Good, good. It was a good basketball game, and had lots of fun doing that one, and calling the last couple of nights, we've had good games.
Mm-hmm.
Good competitive all the way.
So, yep.
Yep.
What about Barneville you? Team puts us, you know, you look at that Barneville girls team, you put a star by that team.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, they're pretty good.
They beat Dodgeville last night.
And beat River Valley the night before.
So they've beaten two Southwest Conference teams.
Yeah, so they're a small school, but put a star around them girls.
They're always good. But, yeah, look out for them in the tournament. There's always those.
And their coach, is it Jim Meyer? Is
uh-huh.
That, he come back out of retirement to nice coach. So.
Yeah, you bet. You were cheating the kids last night?
Yeah, I was
Seneca?
No, I was in Wazika.
Wazika.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just say that, it just rolls right off your tongue that I was cheating the kids.
Yeah.
So what are you doing tonight? Anything
tonight,
fun?
A little R&R, maybe.
Good
yeah.
for you.
Yeah,
good
I could,
for you.
Could use a little bit of rest, and so could the listeners. So
mm-hmm.
there you go.
Yeah, we're all praying for that.
Yeah.
last night I was home very early.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, I think I had just started my second half
yeah,
or something like
I
that.
Sent you a message that says,
I saw
hey,
that.
Yeah.
Rub it in. Rub it in.
I'm just saying.
I have no qualms. My game started pretty decent time last night. So
It just ran and ran. Those kids just ran up and down the floor.
They did. Yeah. Like that. But
I mean, it made me tired listening.
Yeah. But all the, you know, I always figure the varsity game should start by 7:30.
I think they should start by 7.
Well, I do too. But I'm saying under the current schedule,
yeah,
that's when it should start.
Yeah.
And I'm all for reducing JV halves.
Oh, well,
not the halves. I mean, the you know, cutting it down from, what is it?
16. It should go to 14.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah, it is. It's just some of the, it's just crazy.
But
whatever.
That's not my decision.
Well,
so, yeah.
Not mine either.
Big decisions coming up for the WIA, too. There's big news about the football playoffs and, you know, the proposing that maybe they're going to go by the strength of schedule more than they are number of wins. So, for instance, from what I read anyway, like let's say your team only has 2 wins, but they came against teams that are playoff teams mm-hmm. or first place teams. Even though you only had 2 wins, you might go to the playoffs before a team with 4 wins. So I think I could get kind of...
I don't like that.
I could get kind of confusing, I think. But
I mean, look at Lancaster. I had to take Lancaster. They play in the SWAL or the SWSW.
Yep.
And then don't they drop a division?
Yeah.
So you're going to tell me if they have 4 wins over those teams and don't get in the playoffs? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not right.
Strength of schedule.
I mean, don't
just,
like it.
They just need to go back to everybody makes the playoffs and be done with it. Really?
You know? I think that would add 2 weeks though.
Well, you'd do one less week of the regular season, you know.
Yeah, they already only have 8 games, though.
They have 9.
Well, they need to at least have 9 games. That's how I feel about it.
Well, you
it.
Would if you everybody made the playoffs. You'd go 8 regular season, and the first round of the playoffs would be 9, yeah. And be done with it.
Yeah, basketball would actually make the playoffs for the first time.
Everybody would.
Yeah, everybody in.
All that's right. The Phil proposal. But people are betting on everything in the Super Bowl, you know, the color of the Gatorade and all that stuff. So I wonder if people bet on, you know, when Hank's going to mispronounce Beethoven or something like
that. Well, you know. Bachtoven is what I don't
You know, they bet on that.
Yeah, we bet on that, yeah. I got some Factor Hanko today.
Yeah, I figured you did. What's going on?
Well, you know, did you know, Phil, I'm just going to ask, and I'm going to read these questions like it's a question, and you have to figure it out if they're Hanko or truth.
All right.
Did you know the most expensive knife, Phil, was sold for, let's just say, $1.2 million?
I think that's Hanko.
No, that's true.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, a knife without a point is pointless, Phil.
Oh, good point.
Hey, did you know that giraffe tongues are black?
I think I've seen a giraffe tongue
true.
Before.
Yeah, that's true.
At the zoo.
You're there seeing your cousins.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. In the primate cage.
Yeah. More of the world has access to free Wi-Fi than clean water.
I think that's true.
It's true. It's so sad, but true.
It is. What would you do without Wi-Fi?
What would you do if you don't have a phone or a computer with Wi-Fi?
Well, true.
I got good Wi-Fi. I have no water. But I got great Wi-Fi.
Right.
I need to call advanced well.
You need water to live.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But some need a phone to live.
That's true. That's very right? true. Yeah. Call Shelley and Larry. They can get you water.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Squirrel is one of the longest syllable word in the English language.
Squirrel.
One syllable word.
Squirrel. Hmm. Okay, I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. Squirrel. Anytime you say squirrel at my house, Clementine goes crazy.
Oh, boy, I bet.
Yeah. Squirrel!
Woof, woof. Yeah, exactly. Sometimes, we don't even need to say that. We know that you're, looking elsewhere.
Yeah.
Squirrel. Like, we're talking about Hank. Hank, we need to talk. And all of a sudden, boop, you're looking
squirrel.
Out the window.
Squirrel.
What? Anyway, what
let's
else?
Let's see here. Did you in Florida, Philip, would you believe me if I told you they actually have a falling iguana alert?
That could be bad. Yeah. I think it's true.
It is true. And it only happens when it gets below freezing. Iguanas fall out of trees. I had to research it.
That's got
to
stink. Oh, man.
Florida is the only place where alligators and crocodiles live in harmony, Phil.
I think that's Hanko.
No, that's true.
Is it true?
Yes.
True. Wow. I did not know that. Learn something every day from you. And that's scary.
Yeah. You know, Phil, humans shed about 600,000 particles of skin every hour.
I think you've had that one before.
Over a lifetime, you lose about 40 pounds. Is that true?
I think it's true.
That is. I wish I could lose that right now.
Lose the excess skin?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A 9-year-old girl with no flight experience, stole a small twin-engine plane, crashing it over her elementary school grounds. Why? Apparently, she hated school.
I don't think that's true.
You don't think that's true?
No, I think that's Hanko.
You think I would actually tell you something that's not true?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a bunch of Hanko.
I was going to say.
It's just a flight of fantasy is what it was.
Oh, Hank.
Well, Philip, during the America's deadly Spanish flu pandemic in the 1918 to 1919, people were instructed to wear a mask. Failure to do so meant a fine, a jail sentence, or having their name appear in the paper as a mask slacker.
That is absolutely true.
How did you know that?
Because I remember reading about that when COVID first
hit. It is a bunch of fact. To get around the law, some people wore their masks but poked holes in them to smoke. Holy smokes, Philip.
Boy. All right.
The origin of the phrase winner, winner, chicken dinner is disputed. However, it is believed to be associated with the Las Vegas gambling scene and popularized by the 2008 film 21.
I'm going to say it's true.
It is true. The phrase acquired more fans than the video games Player Unknown's Battleground, in which the plucky sole survivor is awarded with this fun phrase.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I figured it came out of peerage.
Now all of our people listening out there, winner, winner, chicken dinner, it's done. I don't have any more Hanko or Facto.
Oh, that's it. You're all, that's
it's it. All done.
Huh. Well, that's too bad. But.
Yeah.
You're
chicken.
Done.
Chicken's up.
One chicken supreme. There you go. You got it.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, do we have a Marie calendar here that works here?
No, I don't think so.
I'm going to eat her dinner.
Are you really? Yeah, Marie Callender. Yeah.
Her name's on them.
It's not. That's actually not mine if there's one in there. So.
Oh, it's not?
Uh-uh. I don't think so. So it must have been somebody else.
Oh, there's a nice little dish of something in there.
Yeah, there probably is. Some homemade stuff.
Yeah, I'm wondering. There's no name on it, so I'm assuming if I just...
Uh-huh.
Would Dig people in. Miss it?
Yeah, they might, but nonetheless, then you'd have to make a free run to the border for them or something.
Buddy, I hope you lunch. Have, buddy, have a good day, and everybody be kind.
Have a good one.